What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
I don't bet.
What do you mean you don't bet?
I mean, I don't bet. You know, I don't care.
I never have, and I never will.
Yeah, right.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
Okay. We are not experts. We're not liable for any losses, nor will we come after your winnings. So feel free to tip. We're here to have some fun and hopefully win you some money. However, it is gambling, so don't bet more than you're willing to lose. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction, call 1-800-GAMBLER for help. Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your bro, Doc PLC, back in the house for another episode of Beating the Books with the Bros, with my bro, Smokin' Jay. Smokin' Jay, how you doing tonight?
Doing good, man. Day after Thanksgiving, had to go back to work. I know you feel my pain, but we're back at it, man. You know, had an earlier day than usual, and I'm ready to get back on the right track, bro. I know you are too, so.
Man, we need to get back on the right track. We have had a few crappy weeks in a row, which has brought our record down to under 500. We apologize to all of our listeners. If you've made plays that we have suggested, that has not gone well for you in the past 3 weeks. Because our record now is 27-31-2. Myself, I somehow still have a winning record at 16-13-1. Smoking Jay, ooh, man, 11-18-1. You got to finish this season strong if you want to even finish 500.
I got him right where I want him.
Okay. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. So we're going to start off where we were right.
Wow, winning.
I got it. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take this one. Last week, we got all of one correct, and that was myself. I had one pick right. And that was the Dolphins versus the Broncos under 45.5. I was right on that. The game combined for 33 points. I will take the victory where I can get it. However, that's all we got right. So that segment is really short. We're going to go to where we were wrong.
Oh, what a loser!
Smokin' Jay, why don't you open this up for us?
Got it, man. With the first one, I had the Chargers -9.5. They were hosting the Jets, huh? That's crazy. I had them 9.5. They did win the game. The Chargers did, but they only won it by 6. The Jets actually put up points, 34-28, man. So, that game started off too with Joe Flacco. Throwing like a pick 6 or something like that, you know, figure it was easy money, but they came back, man. The Chargers defense just, I think a lot of times it's kind of scary to pick against the Jets just because the opposing team, they don't get up for those games. So you could see them getting up early and then just letting the Jets crawl back. And that's what we saw here.
That is true. I'll go with mine. The first pick that I got wrong was the Dolphins minus -3 at the Broncos. I thought they were, or sorry, it was 3.5. I thought they were going to beat the Broncos. I thought they wouldn't have a problem with it. Tua did not play well. It didn't matter. And the Dolphins ended up losing straight up to the Broncos. I didn't even put the score because that didn't matter because they lost. And they brought in Fitzpatrick. He had a chance to tie the game. I was really hoping he would do that. I wanted to get that tie and go to overtime so I could have a possibility of getting two right. Nope. They take the L. He throws an interception on the last play of the game. It is what it is.
Damn you, Ryan Fitzpatrick. All right, I got it. Rams versus Bucks was the next game that I was wrong in, and the over-under was set at 48. I felt like it was going to be a defensive game. You know, both teams, really good defenses. And, you know, it was close. You know, they finished out with a total of 51. So I was wrong on that one. 0-2 so far.
Not good, not good. The final place I was wrong, I had the Bengals plus 1.5 at Washington. Apparently, I underestimated Washington. I also did not plan on Joe Burrow getting injured. That kind of screwed me. Because if I had known, there's no way I'd pick the Bengals. I will never pick the Bengals if Joe Burrow is not playing. They ended up losing the game 20-9, nowhere near that 1.5 spread. Not surprising, especially seeing what Washington did to Dallas yesterday. Yeah. Ooh, they beat the brakes off of them. We're going to have to start respecting. Maybe we'll actually have to start calling Washington the Washington football team. Give them some respect.
No.
No?
Never.
Okay.
Washington, watch yourselves.
There we go. There we go. Smoking Jay, finish out this segment.
You know, I have the unfortunate, you know, pleasure, I guess you could say, to finishing out this segment. And, guys, you know, I do want to say, man, I do apologize if you guys are, you know, unfortunately listening to my advice, because as you know, I started off hot, you know, I did. And I don't know what's been going on, you know, the game script that I foresee in these games, either they're not panning out or I'm just losing by a little bit. And this one though, Falcons versus the Saints, the over under was set at 50. You know, I was like, man, I'm gonna go the over. You know, we already know the Falcons give up a lot of points. The Saints, I felt like they were going to be able to do their thing with either Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston. And then Matt Ryan on the other side, you know, the Saints, they got a great run D. Their pass defense is not good. But and plus, they were missing Marshon Lattimore. So I just felt like the Falcons were going to be able to put up some points. Fuck you, Matt Ryan. You screwed me over in this bet. And you screwed me over in fantasy. So, yep, 50 points over-under. I hit the over. They combined for 33 points, man.
Right. I think the final score was like 24-9. And that Falcons offense, man, they're not – I feel like they started out hot, and lately they just have not been doing anything. So
they're a team that we're talking about, those teams that have bad defenses. You like those teams for fantasy purposes. But, yeah, man, in this game, you expected a lot more points than 9 for the Falcons.
That did not happen. So that wraps up where we were wrong. We had a bad week last week, and now all we can do is put it in the past. So let's go to our best plays for this week. I will open it up, and a play that I like the Cardinals -2 at the New England Patriots. Now, I know Bill Belichick usually finds a way to stop your best player. I don't know that he's going to be able to stop Kyler Murray. I know last game Kyler Murray didn't look right. I don't know if he had a shoulder injury or something. You have to monitor that. Hopefully he's recovered. But I think the Patriots offense just isn't good enough to keep up with that Cardinals offense. And that's ultimately why I took the Cardinals minus two. And that's just how I feel. I'm hoping that Kyler Murray's healthy and he can, you know, he's always going to make plays with his feet. I saw a meme, though, that said Kyler Murray looks like somebody who just stole candy from a store every time he's running. And I can't unsee that because now anytime I see him, I picture him just stealing candy from a candy jar and running away. But I digress. Smoking Jay, how are you looking for your first pick?
Man, my first pick, my first best play that I have, I promise, I guarantee a bounce back week. I guarantee it. I just want to put that out there. You know, I was 0 for 3, so I guarantee I'm going to beat the 0 for 3, man. I'm going for 3 for 3. I'm going for, well, how many total picks we have here? 3, 4, 5. I'm going for 6 for 6 here, man. But let's go with the best plays. Raiders on the road versus the Falcons. Raiders are minus 3 in this game. I'm going with the Raiders. You know what? Falcons, like we just talked about a little while ago, they looked like straight garbage versus the Saints. Matt Ryan looked horrible. Julio Jones got injured. He's got a hamstring injury. He hasn't practiced all week. He's a true game-time decision. He's got a questionable tag on him. Todd Gurley's already ruled out. You know, the Falcons are just – that they just look bad right now. So I expect the Raiders – who, you know, they're able to compete with the Kansas City Chiefs of the world and teams like that. And they're a legitimate playoff team. The Raiders got something to play for. The Falcons don't. Give me the Raiders. Minus 3.
Yeah, I like that play a lot, actually. The Raiders, you know, Derek Carr has looked really good this year. He's been playing very well. Good.
Shout out Sweetness.
Yeah, shout out Sweetness. The lover boy himself. And the Falcons' trash defense is bound to let the Raiders score. So take the Raiders minus 3. That's a great play. So we'll go to my next play that I got, and I'm going to hop back on the train. I know the Miami Dolphins just screwed me, but I'm going to take them again. I'm going to take the Dolphins minus 6.5. That's a key number, 6.5 at the Jets. I don't like the Jets. We've discussed that on the show. I think they're a crappy team. I like the Dolphins. Their defense is outstanding. The Jets aren't going to be able to do anything against them. And winning by a touchdown shouldn't be hard. 6.5. That's perfect. If it goes up over 7, like 7.5, I'm not taking it. But if I can get it for minus 6.5, I love that. I love them winning by a touchdown at least. So take the Dolphins minus 6.5 and run with it. The Jets are officially tanking for Tua. They're going to go 0-16.
They're taking forever. The Dolphins last year tanked for Tua. And in this game, Tua's going to ball the fuck out on the Jets. I don't see this is like a perfect get right game. You know what I mean? Like after Tua looked bad last week, he had a matchup versus god-awful Adam Gase-led Jets. So I see Tua bouncing back. I see this the play calling and, you know, the playbook, you know, opening up some more and letting Tua run up the score on the fucking Jets. I like that.
By the way, thank you for correcting me on that. I just totally slipped with that tanking for Tua. It flows so well. Tanking for Trevor.
It does.
You are 100%
correct. Yeah. I got your back, bro. You always got my back. I got, you know, I got to get you once in a while.
Thanks. All right. Jay.
My second best play, no problem, bro. We got the Browns and Jaguars game. The over-under is set at 49.5, and I went with the under. I don't see the Jaguars putting up a lot of points. Browns defense is pretty good. You know, you got the third-string quarterback playing for the – starting for the Jaguars – and that god-awful Glennon, who's, you know, weaseled Ryan Pace out of, like, damn near $20 million in guaranteed. Whole different story. On top of that, DJ Chark, he's already ruled out. So they're down to their third string quarterback. Their number one wide receiver is out. I just don't see the Jaguars scoring a lot of points. The Browns, they're run game heavy. You know, that's what they do. I think they're going to be able to put up, you know, close to 30 points, something like that. And they're not going to have to do too much. So 49.5, give me the under in the Browns-Jaguars game.
I like that play as well. And, you know, you already stated all the reasons, so I don't have to get into that. So we'll go to my final play. We got the Giants at the Bengals. The over-under for that game was set at 44. Give me the under for that game. Joe Burrow's not there. That Bengals offense is not going to do anything. The Giants defense, they're not great, but they're not terrible. They're good enough to stop a second string quarterback. I don't even know the guy's name for the Bengals. So, and the Bengals defense, they're not that great. Giants will get some points, but it's going to be a low scoring game. Like, you know, 24 to 10, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bengals are going to get 10. It may be 9, a few field goals. And so I love that under 44. I think that's a great, that's a good number. I'm shocked it's actually that high, because with a backup, the Bengals are, I got them as useless. That's how I have them.
Yeah, no, I like that call a lot, man. The under 44, Giants offense is good, you know, good enough to put up points. But I see them kind of like what you said in the mid-20s. Bengals, yeah, they'll be around 10. So I like that call. All right, let me close it out for the best plays. And we're going to go to the Monday Night Football game, man. The Seahawks on the road versus the Eagles. Seahawks -5.5. And, you know, Carson Wentz, I don't know, man. Like, he has so much potential. We saw him get injured his rookie year, and he hasn't really looked the same. And this year, that whole offense is looking – they're looking bad. And I know that Zach Ertz might come back, but they just lost – I forget their lineman. They just lost another lineman today, out for the rest of the year. So it's just one injury after another. You know, it's nonstop. I do expect the Seahawks – to just pants the shit out of the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband himself, he's going to be cooking up. And DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, they're just going to have their way with the Eagles secondary. Chris Carson's coming back too. Him and Carlos Hyde, you know, they're going to be able to have their way against the front line. And, you know, the Seahawks offense, I think they're going to put up a lot of points, and they're going to be able to cover that 5.5 on the road versus the Eagles in prime time.
Yeah, I like that play. The Seahawks are coming off back-to-back losses, I believe. And, yeah, I don't see them losing 3 in a row. So I like that play as well.
Oh. Do it for Pete.
Do it for Pete. Forget do it for Pete. Do it for us. We got to have a good week.
I sense a 6-0 here. Knock on wood.
Yeah, there's no wood here. But I got you. So that wraps up our best plays of the week. Hopefully we bounce back and you don't fade us. And you can go make some money this week. So let's get to our underdog plays. For the underdog this week, I got the Titans money line at the Colts. I like the Titans to win that game. The Titans are playing really well lately, and, you know, that's the only reason. They got Derrick Henry, who is winning games for the Titans. Tannehill isn't making mistakes.
He's playing good. And
the Colts, you know, Phillip Rivers has been playing a little better, but he still likes to turn the ball over occasionally. And the Titans' defense, they're not great. But I think they'll be able to, you know, do something. Titans are going to find a way to win that game.
Expect I expect at least one big play from A.J. Brown in this game. Xavier Rhodes is a bum. And, you know, we saw that in the NFC North for plenty of years. So I would expect A.J. Brown to have at least one big play on the Colts. So I like that. I like that underdog right there. Let's go Titans. Tying up. My underdog, I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers money line on the road versus the Vikings. Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy Two Gloves, Teddy Roosevelt himself coming back from an injury. And, you know, he's the thing is, they got a lot of weapons over there. We're talking about Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. I know CMC is out, but Mike Davis has been filling in nicely for him. You know, he's not CMC, but it's a running back friendly offense over there. And Matt Rhule, Joe Brady, they're doing something nice. I like what they're doing. Their defense is nice too. The Vikings, you know, after Dalvin Cook, you don't really have to worry about this team as much, especially with Adam Thielen already ruled out, I believe. I think he's on a COVID. I think that's the reason why, but he's already ruled out. So Justin Jefferson, you know, he's going to, you know, the defense gets the key in on him. And I think the Vikings are going to have a hard time putting up points against the Panthers. Panthers are going to put up more points than them. And that's why I have them as a money line underdog pick, man.
There we go. It should be noted that last week we both got our underdogs right. Because you picked the Colts over the Packers. I picked the Titans over the Ravens. We both won those. Our best plays were garbage. But our underdogs, we hit those. I think I don't know. I've hit a few lately for the underdogs.
So. I hit a lot of my underdogs. I wonder how many of – I probably got more underdogs right.
Than maybe. Maybe. I mean, your overall record, you only have 11 wins, so it's possible that your underdog record is better than your real record.
That's messed up.
It is messed up. But finally, this is a Bears show. And therefore, we're going to cover the Bears game. The point spread right now is the Packers -8.5 versus the Bears. The over-under is set at 44.5. So we'll go where I stand first. I got the Bears +8.5, and I'm taking the over. 8.5 is a lot of points for that defense, right? The defense, they're going to play very well. They have lately played very well against Aaron Rodgers. They've limited him in what he's done. And therefore, I like them to continue that trend. I want to see the Bears play inspired football, or as you called him, MVP Mitch.
Fucking MVP Mitch time. Let's fucking go, man.
Let's see it. Mitchell Trubisky's got something to prove. He just got benched for Nick Foles. He's got his chance to earn his job back. If he goes out there and balls out, there's no way Matt Nagy can take this job away from him again. So let's see it. Go make some plays, Mitch. And then let's hit that over 44.5. Because the Bears offense is actually going to do something this game. Maybe this is wishful thinking, and I know it goes against what I said in our Bears-Packers preview, but my mind has changed. I want to see a win. I want to see the over. Look for a high-scoring affair and the Bears to win. Why not?
Bear the fuck down. I want you to be right. But, yeah, let me get into my side of it. I'm going to take the Packers -8.5. One thing is for sure, the Packers are cooking right now. They definitely got that offense running on all cylinders. They just put up, you know, 30 points on a top three defense. Now the Bears, we go on the road. Is it on the road? Yeah, it is on the road. In Lambeau, prime time, facing the Packers after a loss, and I kind of stated this in the last show, you know, MVS fumbled the ball and he's been getting death threats, and the Packers, they're pissed the fuck off. So I think this is a scary situation for us as Bears fans. On the road, I know our backs are against the wall. This is like a must-win game for the organization and on so many levels. It's really going to come down to Mitch.
Fucking MVP Mitch.
And I just can't do it.
Fucking MVP Mitch time. Let's fucking go, man.
I can't, you know, put faith in him. I have to see it first. And it's just not Mitch. It's the combination of him and the coaching. You know, are they actually going to draw up a game plan that lets him use his best attributes? Or are they going to try to force him to be a pocket passer or something he's not? I got to see them do that first. Once I see them do that, actually form a game plan that makes sense for Mitch, then I'll be more confident in the Bears offense. Packers -8.5. I'm going the under on the 44.5. I just don't see the Bears scoring a lot of points. Not unless we get help from the defense and special teams. So,
fucking MVP Mitch time. Let's fucking go, man.
That's where I'm at with it, bro. I didn't want to end it like this, but
that's okay. What I got. That's okay, because we're hoping you're going to be wrong and I'm going to be right. So Bears win, Bear down. That does wrap up our Beating the Books with the Bros show. We appreciate everyone tuning in. Want to send a shout out to our bros that aren't here. Fantasy Sweetness, Fantasy Renegade, and the Drill Doe himself, Fantasy Drill. For all the bros, for Smoking Jay, I am Doc.
Ooh, PLC. I got a shout out.
Oh, we got.
I got a shout out before we go. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I know. But I just got in the mail today a care package from our friends at Lavender and Blush, and they gave us some custom masks. I got to make sure to get you yours. And they got our logo on there. Very, very nice. We appreciate you guys. Everybody out there, you know, make sure to check them out on Instagram. They got a lot of cool stuff. It's for the ladies, you know, for our girlfriends, our wives, or even, you know, for you know, any woman that plays an important role in your life, sister, mother, friend, all that stuff. Check them out. They got a lot of cool stuff. Everything's customized, like earrings, makeup shit, you know, all that stuff that guys don't know about. So go ahead, tell your girlfriend, tell your wife, your sister, whatever about it. Lavender and Blush, check them out.
Okay. Hey, you heard the man. You heard Smoking Jay. Go check out Lavender and Blush. For all the bros, I am Doc PLC. He is Smoking Jay. We appreciate you all tuning in. Have a great weekend. Go make some bets. Go make some money.